and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lucy, what's going on today?
So it was a big birthday. It was my 30th birthday. And my boyfriend got me this lovely bangle bracelet. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And then I found out from his sister, Ashley, that he actually just gave his credit card for her to go get it for me. I cannot believe that. I mean, he should be the one who's putting thought into my birthday present, not his sister. So I am like, pissed off.
How long have you guys been together?
A year.
So, I mean, he knows you well. He should know you pretty well at this point, right?
Exactly. And for such a big birthday, you can't just give your credit card to your sister. I mean, there's no thought. Like, what was he thinking?
But you like the bracelet he got you, right? Well, you know, kind of came from him. You like it?
I do. It's great. It's like very much my taste. Like, but still, like, he should have been the one that picked it out, you know?
All right. So you're mad that he should have picked it out. Are you saying that in the future he can't do that? Have anybody else get a gift? You know, you're not going to take the bracelet back, right?
I'm not going to take the bracelet back. I like it. But yeah, he should be like the one that's picking it out. Or like, he can just give his credit card, hand it over to his sister to go buy it.
All right. Let's get your husband on the line and let's see what he has to say. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Phil?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Why are you calling me?
We're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Want to let you know that we got a phone call from your girlfriend, Lucy, who's bent out of shape about the bangle bracelet that you got for her or didn't get for her birthday. What's the story here?
Oh.
She's mad, man. Your sister went and picked out this gift and everything. You paid for it. It's basically as impersonal as paying, you know, your cable bill.
Impersonal? No way. I'm not good at picking out gifts. She doesn't, like, get happy when I pick out stuff. And my sister, she had this time on her hands. She even offered because she knows. So I was like, yeah, take my credit card. And she picked out something that Lucy loves.
Girls love to shop, especially with somebody else's money. At least my wife does.
I don't
want to be generalizing, but I'm just saying that's how my wife is.
Right, but it kind of loses its sentimental value. You got to give her that, right?
This is my 30th birthday, Phil. You can't just, like, give a credit card to your sister. Like, you should have put some thought into this.
First of all, I can't believe this is happening. Well, Ashley has way better taste. Like, you two get along sometimes over things that you and I do not get along about. Ashley offered. She's got better taste. I know it's your birthday. I wanted something good. That's why I asked Ashley to get it. What I wanted to get for you. It's not like I didn't have anything to do with your gift. Come on.
Yeah, but even if you just, like, I don't know, maybe some, like, balloons or dinner or something like that would have meant more to me than you, like, giving your credit card to your sister. Do you know what I mean? You should have put some thought into it. It just feels like you don't really, I don't know, you just, like, outsource it. You don't really care about thought.
All right, guys. What we do here, we put things to a vote. And the question, I guess, being out at this point is, was Phil out of line to send his sister with his credit card to go ahead and get your gift, Lucy? Or was he just doing what he thought was the smart move, which was to get you something that you would really actually enjoy because he doesn't have good taste? Is it okay for him to outsource the gift buying for you? Or is this something that from now on, moving forward, no way can he ever send anybody else to get your gift? He's got to go pick it out himself, even if it's terrible. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Okay, call us now. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Lucy's upset that for her 30th birthday, her husband Phil sent his sister to go buy her a present. She says even though she loves the bracelet, it's not the same because it doesn't have the sentimental value of him picking it out. And does she have a right to be upset about that?
Well, I think that she's probably holding on to some sort of old school notion that it has to come directly from him. And the end result is she likes it, right? It was a successful gift. And if she had never found out, would she really be upset at all?
Right, because Phil says that picking out jewelry really isn't his thing.
It's not his bag.
I get it. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I am on the woman's side. I think this guy just doesn't think about her at all, and she should probably just date Ashley.
You know, it's funny. This happened to me early in my relationship with my husband, but it was worse. He didn't ask my sister. He made his own brother go. And I'll never forget this.
Now, that's weird.
So, and the earrings, I mean, you know, God bless his heart because, like, I know this sounds awful, but they were so hideous. And I pretended to love them because he gave them to me. And my mom was like, no, you can't return them. You got to pretend like you love them, blah, blah, blah. It was early on in our relationship.
Right.
And then I didn't find out for 2 weeks that he sent his brother to pick them out. So I'm like, I've been wearing these ugly earrings, pretending like I love them. And you didn't even pick them out. Your brother picked them out.
Sending another man to go pick them out does seem strange, I have to say.
Right. But now he sends my sister, and I'm cool with that because nothing could be worse than those earrings, right? So I see where you're coming from. It takes away the sentimental value of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Lily is all kinds of upset because her husband, for her 30th birthday, well, he sent his sister out to buy her a gift, and she says it lost all its sentimental value because he didn't pick it out himself.
You know, Phil just wanted to get a good result, wanted to find an item that she actually liked and didn't feel that he was qualified to do it. She says, nope, that's it. You ruined it. It's not the thought that counts. It's the actual act of getting it done.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court here on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm definitely on his side. You know, I have to say, as a woman, sometimes we are a bit too much, too extra about certain things. The guy bought her a gift. Regardless, if he didn't personally pick it out himself, he tried his best.
And she likes the gift.
To it. She has too much time on her hands. And women, come on, enough with the complaints about these silly things.
Yeah, I agree with you to some aspect. I think, though, the older you get, the less important these things become. Because now I could care less. But when I was 20, it definitely would have been a much bigger deal.
You were idealistic, right?
Right.
You thought that it made such a difference.
That is true. But
he's broken me now.
Stop that.
Right. Now that you're older, you just want the thing that you want to actually be cool
right.
and
like,
awesome.
I'll just buy it myself and sign his name. It doesn't even matter.
I don't
matter
have to you to complain anymore. I have things to do, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I just think that sometimes we don't even appreciate the thought. I think that he wanted to buy something very special for her, and if he doesn't feel that he has good taste, why would you want to buy something for her 30th birthday that she's not going to love?
Okay.
Right.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I am on the guy's side for sure. I just cannot even believe the whininess of this woman. For Pete's sake, she got what something she really, really loved. He thought enough about it to go about it in the way that he thought would be best. And she's complaining. I can't even understand it. With all the issues going on in the world today, she focuses her energy on this.
But I'm telling you, it's a younger thing.
Right.
I think like once you get, I believe that. Because I think that if you would have asked me 15 years ago, actually, I know for a fact, I would have been upset too. Now, I could truly care less. Like, it really doesn't matter. But I think when you're early on in your marriage and things like that, you still have all those, you know, hopes and desires. And then after a while, those hopes and desires die.
They fade.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
They fade.
They die. They die really rapidly.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Phil, the audience agreed with you today. I'm sorry, Lucy. While they understood that your feelings were hurt, that it didn't feel like Phil had gone ahead and picked this out for you personally, they thought that the end result justified the means. Basically, you like the bracelet. You want to keep the bracelet. So he sought out the professional, and they gave that the thumbs up. Just barely, but he's in the clear for now.
Okay, I still disagree.
See, that's what you know, you put people in charge of things that they're good at, okay? I'm not good at buying gifts. I'm sorry.
But but my feelings are, on the line here.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Come on.
Well, maybe you could think about that next time, that it's the center. That's important to her, too. Just keep that in the back of your mind.
I get it. It feels a little insensitive.
Yeah.
But it is a nice bracelet.
Yeah, true.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.